Hey, it's time for VoiceOver Body Shop Tech Talk number 65. Tech Talk number 65. It just keeps piling up. We'd love to have your questions. You can throw them in the chat room in Facebook. You can throw them in the chat room in YouTube. You can also email them to us if you have a question. Something comes up to you in the middle of the week. And you can write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. But we love your questions. But we got lots to talk about tonight. Where do you find all this stuff? It just piles up along
with my sources.
Yes, yes, you do.
I don't want to reveal all my sources, then people won't watch my segment.
Good point. We got George's tech update. We're going to talk about acoustics, and we're going to answer your questions all tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop Tech Talk. Coming up right now.
From the outer reaches, they came, bearing the knowledge of what it takes to properly record your voiceover audio. And together, from the center of the VO universe, they bring it to you now. George Whittem, the engineer to the VO stars, a Virginia Tech grad with the skills to build, set up, and maintain the professional VO studios of the biggest names in VO today. And you, Dan Leonard, the voiceover home studio master, a professional voice talent with the knowledge and experience to help you create a professional sounding home VO studio. And each week, they allow you into their world, making the complex simple, debunking the myths of what it takes to create great-sounding audio, answering your questions, showing you the latest and greatest in VO tech, and having a dandy time doing it. Welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop Tech Talk.
VoiceOver Body Shop Tech Talk is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan signature products, Source Elements, remote studio connections for everyone, VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your VO website isn't a pain in the butt, VOHeroes.com, become a hero to your clients with award-winning voiceover training, J. Michael Collins Demos, when quality matters, and VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live to thrive, from their super secret clubhouse and studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are the guys.
Well, hi there. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittem.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VO
BS
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Tech Talk.
Tech
Talk.
Tech Talk.
Yes, we're here to talk about tech. Is it really tech, though? I mean, the stuff that you talk about is really techy, but, you know, having a home voiceover studio or personal professional voiceover studio.
I like is that. What,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, then I'd have to change my website name and stuff, but.
I shorten it to personal professional studio. Yeah.
Okay. That works.
So many of you are podcasters now.
Yeah. Everybody's a podcaster. Pieces. Yeah. Well, you know what it is. Everybody can do a podcast. Doesn't mean everybody should.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
but we can help you no matter what.
No matter what. Our job is to make sure that you sound like you, not like you in a bathroom or like you
in a stadium
or in the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles or something like that. And we'll talk about acoustics a little bit later on in the show, but our job is to make sure that you sound that. Actually, I guess the best way to describe it is that you don't have to worry about your sound. And the only thing you have to worry about is being a good voice actor.
Right. The performance.
Right. You know, all you want to be able to do is hit record. That's what George and I do. We get you set up. So that's all you got to do is hit record. And you learn how to do editing and some of the other stuff. But if you do it right up front, it saves you a lot of time and effort on the back end.
Yeah. Would you rather be better at voice acting or editing? I mean, what is it? What's the part of your career you're really focusing on?
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that all that stuff falls out of the way so you can focus on
being
the actual job.
Absolutely. And if you would like to work with Mr. Whittem, who can teach you how to do this or maintain your studio and get you up and running, where would they go?
Well, you head over to georgethe.tech. My name. My address, I stole that from Robin's 8th and Walnut in Philadelphia. a diamond commercial back in. But anyway, that's where you find me, and you can hire me on demand. Actually, I've also got a team of others that can be made available if I'm not available, including this guy. Yeah, you might actually work with Dan too. So that's all available through georgethe.tech. You can do on-demand support, or you can do offline support where you send me audio and I send back notes or settings or presets or what have you. But Dan also does a lot of similar things in his home on the web, and that's
homevoiceoverstudio.com. Yeah, check that out. I think it's time to update the website a little bit. If you're just starting, if you've got all your equipment, if you're about to do your demo and you've got to do it remotely and you want to make sure that you're sounding your best.
That's happening a lot now.
Right? Absolutely. So come to me. I will make sure that it's sounding good. I can teach you from soup to nuts, whatever that means, how to get it done properly.
From the beginning of the meal to the end. I guess Alpha they used to eat Omega. Nuts after the meal. Maybe was that a thing?
It might have been. The only thing they had to eat anyway. But go on over to homevoiceoverstudio.com. If you scroll to the very bottom of the page, you will come across my specimen collection cup. And that is a Dropbox. Click on that. Follow the instructions. Issue me some raw audio and let me hear what it sounds like in your raw natural state, voice-wise. And I will give you a very thorough analysis of what's going on in your studio, what you need to improve, or if we need to have a much more long conversation on what you're doing. Sometimes I like to hear how people are processing their audio so I can go, no.
Right.
Yeah. That's not how you do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so check us out. I mean, you're here. You listen to us every week anyway while we're doing this. But if you'd like to work with us personally, we are more than happy to do that. So go on over to our websites and get in contact with. All righty. What is up in George's tech toy update this week?
Tech toy. We end up with a lot of toys to talk about. Well, I just came back from a few days of camping. I was van lifing it in my Subaru Forester, which is not highly recommended. I can't even sit up in the back. Not quite very big enough. But I needed a way to make sure that I knew I was going to be, not, what do you call it when you're camping? Camping primitive. There was no power at the campsites. So I needed a way to make sure I was always topped up and I didn't want to have to start my car and charge the battery all the time.
Right.
I needed a power station. And I think we talked a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago because we were talking about what to do with power outages and brownouts. And this time of year right now, we're actually having our Santa Ana winds, which I think is probably the biggest thing that knocks out power in LA. Is knocking down trees.
Well, we didn't have those thunderstorms last week.
Oh, that was exciting.
Intense. Yeah.
That was setting off car alarms in my neighborhood. That was exciting. Anyway, so I started doing a little research and I stumbled on one that was head and shoulders, apparently above many. And that is this guy right here. This is the EcoFlow River.
Wow.
This is the base model. They make some much, much larger ones if you want to run like more of a house for a while. But this is something that has a lot of uses. Now, so clearly it's designed. The idea behind this is something that's for portable use. Like right now, I'm charging my phone. It's not plugged in, but I could be if I had it plugged
in. If you were.
And then I've got my MacBook Air actually charging directly off the front of it. You don't need a power adapter. You can plug in. There's 100-watt output. So that's a lot of power. That'll charge MacBook Pros, anything, right off USB-C. I don't know any other units out there that can do that. That's pretty impressive. Awesome. The reason why, so you're probably thinking, well, I've got my little charger. Why don't I just use that? And the thing is, anytime you have a transformer, even a small one like this, that you waste some electricity. Some of it is lost in heat and whatever. When you're charging the device right off of this port, it's more efficient. So the battery lasts longer. So that's pretty awesome. Then you've got 12-volt outputs for different lights if you happen to have the right plugs. It's got the standard 12-volt cigarette lighter plug. It has a light, which may seem silly, but actually I found it really helpful when I was in my car. And if you do need to use this in your home, that light could be the only one that's handy. So that's really cool that it's there. It has... more on this end. This is the...
Whoa, you didn't show me that before.
This is the charging input side. So this is where you plug in 110, your household. And this is where you plug in your car 12 volt or a solar panel. Mm. So it'll charge from either one. Wow. And what makes this different from most is this can charge from completely dead to totally full in an hour and a half off of your power plug at home.
Wow.
It's really fast. Most of them are like 8 hours. So let's say you are traveling and you really need to have this ready. You could go have dinner somewhere, plug this in, and when you come back, it's pretty much ready to go. So that's pretty cool. And then this side is the 110 side, which it has three outlets to plug stuff into. Most of them don't. There's also buttons to turn on each section. So this button here turns on just the inverter. The inverter is what allows you to get 110 volts
out of 12
or 48 or whatever the voltage of this battery. And that's another very special thing about this unit. The inverter is very powerful. It can put out 600 watts continuously, which would be enough to power anybody's recording studio, unless you have like a Studer 24-inch reel-to-reel. But it can do all that, or it can run up to, I think it's like 1,500 or 1,800 watts for short bursts of time. Hmm. So believe it or not, you could actually run a hairdryer on this for short little. It's pretty insane.
It's bringing something along to dry your hair a little extreme.
Okay, but here's the bonus. But there's more.
But wait.
I wanted to make sure, so I checked this out and I found out this can also act as an online UPS unit. And what that means is you could leave this plugged in underneath your desk at home into the wall.
Battery backup.
And plug all of your gear like a UPS into this. And this is always running your equipment through the inverter. So it's always stabilizing the power. It's always perfect, clean power, no matter what. And then that's keeping charged off of your wall outlet.
What does something like this run?
It's not super cheap. It was about $300, maybe a little over more. I got it on a deal at an REI garage sale deal. These are the things you can get at REI, but online. I was just really impressed with the feature set, and it worked beautifully. So that's something that if you want to have piece that you can leave at home under your desk, always ready to go, be able to record no matter what's going on, this thing does the trick. It's impressive. Moving in a different direction, and Mike Mac and I when all you can Mac is that, what's that commercial came in, when all you can pizza about is when all you can sushi about, when we can think about is Mac. Dan and I love Mac, but Windows 11 did just come out last week now. The news of that was a little overshadowed by the Facebook bombshell that came out on 60 Minutes. And then the 1-2 punch was, which was the outage of Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. Oh, here's something crazy. Did you know that this outage was so pervasive that they had to break through the doors of the building to get in to actually access the equipment? Because even the key cards...
That's right.
The building.
They're 25 kilohertz proximity cards.
Those were even not working. They had to use axes to get into their own building to reboot the servers or whatever.
Can you imagine these young millennial kids who run Facebook on, gotta go in there.
OMG. I had the same conspiracy theory that Leo Laporte did on Twitter, which was I thought it was Mark having a little tantrum. Saying, fine, you don't like Facebook? Well, let me show you what happens when you don't have Facebook, everybody. And then he flipped the switch Monday morning.
Didn't bother me at all.
It got me because I was trying to WhatsApp my girlfriend who is still in Iran. She'll be back next weekend, thankfully. But I couldn't get a hold of her on WhatsApp. I was like, what's up? So I found out and it was the internet. So this news got overshadowed by far, but Windows 11 is out. Windows hasn't had a new version in a really long time since Windows 10. And it's sort of a kind of what I'm understanding, a little bit of a dumbing down. I might even call it, dare I say, a little bit Macintosh-y version of Windows. It's got not as much setting ability and flexibility. It's got a cleaner interface, and it resembles a little bit more like the Mac OS. The dock is in the center and the bottom.
Oh.
It's kind of fascinating anyway, how similar it is. Now, should you run out and install it? No, of course not. It just came out. Give them some time. There are going to be invariably be some bugs. But not only that, it's different enough that you might miss a few features that maybe you're accustomed to having that may not be there right now in Windows 11. So be aware of that. But if you want to play around with it and you're a bit of a computer geek, well, if you're a computer geek, you already aren't playing with it. Let's face it. So keep that in mind. It may not be ready for you in the voiceover world. Now, a couple weeks ago, I teased talking about the Personas Revelator IO 24. I have to say I did make use of it that whole week, doing another live appearance, a podcast interview, several different productions, and it performed beautifully. It performed flawlessly. So, you know, I've been hard on Personas because I never liked the audio box. I thought it was noisy, and I've had issues with various Personas stuff over the years, some mixers. Well, you know, this is a new piece of gear, obviously a whole new set of firmware, a lot of new things going on. And so far, it seems to be working beautifully. So if you want to give it a try, they're only about $200. I mean, give one a shot. I know how to configure it now. I know how to set up the mixer, the channel strip that it has on board. Yes, it has a channel strip, and it really does work. So I thought you guys should know that I've been having a good experience so far.
Great.
I've also noticed that a lot of premium gear makers, let's lump Universal Audio into that one, because their stuff, their audio interfaces started at $500 and went up, right? They're kind of going down market, and they are wanting to be competitive now with the Scarlets of the world, the Focusrite stuff. So now they're doing that, and they have the Volt line. And so Universal Audio Volt is their basic gear that doesn't require a complex console. You don't have to understand how to do a lot of virtual sound drivers and
simple USB.
Yeah, I believe it's a native USB class compliant. You just plug it in and go. And so it starts out with the Volt 1 at the very basic level and goes up to the Volt 176, which is taking the idea that their legacy equipment, like the 610 mic preamp and the 1176 compressor, putting the essences of them into the interface and just having literally a single button to turn them on and turn them off. So I'm seeing that more and more. Like the SSL has the 4K button.
Right.
The Focusrite Scarlet has the air button. Now, again, will you say it? We'll say it again. We'll say it again. We'll say it again. If it sounds good, don't turn it on. Like if you have a good mic and good speech diction and everything sounds great, it's not going to help you. But if you're trying to achieve something specific or do live casts or podcasts, those little bits of sweetening might be helpful, but it's something that's built in. Another company also going down market, I've noticed, is Arturia. You've probably not heard of them unless you've been really geeking out about this stuff. Their stuff was starting around $600. Now they're at the under $200 mark for an interface. So this is a trend I see, and I'm sure this has been motivated by the pandemic. So many people are recording at home and need something far more simple to use.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's about quality. Hopefully the quality is where it was, but the simplicity, you know, no consoles to screw around with. One button, one knob does one thing.
Right. But you have to know what it is that knob does.
Yeah. I mean, I assume people know that the first input knob on the left is the mic gain. A lot of people don't know that.
And it says gain on there. Well, what am I gaining?
What does that mean? That's amazing. You got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
Let's talk acoustics.
Let's talk acoustics, because let's face it. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of things that people who are starting out don't understand. And perhaps they don't understand it because they don't know what it is they're listening for.
It's hard to conceptualize, maybe.
Absolutely. And the thing is I, you know, you and I get a lot of audio from people and they're like, how does it sound? It sounds like you're in an untreated room.
It sounds like you're using the wrong microphone to record, one in your laptop.
Yeah. Or yes. Or perhaps
sounds like this.
It sounds like this. Why does it sound like that? Because you're talking into
the back of the
wrong side. Boy, how many times do I get that one?
See, if that's not a reason to start with a shotgun mic, I don't know what it is. If you don't know which end of this mic you're talking,
it's going to help you. But, you know, so I talk to people about acoustics because to me, you know, we always talk about how what are my three keys to good audio. One is the acoustics of the room you record in, keeping noise out, because it's part A and part B, keeping noise out and preventing sound from jumping around all over the room and coming back to your microphone.
Ricocheting.
You know, I think I actually used the word slapback with somebody yesterday, and they're like, what does that mean? And it's like, well, it's slapback is something you will get in a smaller booth because it doesn't take long for sound to bounce back to the microphone. So you, if it's, you know, and we can measure it. We used to do a thing. We do a clap and then we would measure the nanoseconds between the clap mm-hmm. and when it would dissipate.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, in a bigger room, it sounds like a reverb. It right. kind of goes shh. In a small box, it just has this weird, phasey, right. nasal, hollow tunnel sound.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that we like to do is make sure that people's rooms sound right. If your room sounds right,
yep.
that solves so many problems. You know, one, you've got to have a quiet room. And most people don't know that they don't have a quiet room because they don't. Their brain has out-processed all the noises from their house and their apartment right. and stuff like that. And we hear it. We see it. I mean, you look at it on a spectrum. Oh, look, there's a lot of rumble below 80 hertz. Well, a lot of rumble at 125 hertz. You know, what's going on? Is the furnace on? You know, are you running a ceiling fan? You know, do you have your microphone, you know, placed on top of your computer? You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But you've got to have a very quiet room to start with. And you don't know it because your brain tunes out the consistent sounds that are in there. But this guy didn't have a brain and he hears everything, or she hears everything, or it hears everything. All right, we'll go general neutral on the mics.
They hear everything.
Yeah, they hear everything. And the better the mic, the more it hears. So why people are like, I've got to have the best mic. Well, do you have the best room to use that mic?
Yeah.
Or as I like to say, if you get a Ferrari, you really have to have a good garage for it.
Yeah.
It's not the equipment. It's how you use it. And one of the most important things to use is a proper acoustical environment. And that usually requires a set of meta ears. Somebody who
is a third party, an objective set of ears.
Somebody who is yeah. not used to being in your house or in your apartment right. or in your booth, and will go, I can hear this. I can hear that. I had a lot of clients this week who were referred to me by somebody because that person perceived problems that the other person did not. And this is stuff like on their website that, you know, in their demos, it's mm-hmm. like, well, it sounds this, it sounds tinny, it sounds that. Send it to me. Yes. Okay. Here's why. And you know, people are always like, well, if I throw enough foam on the wall, that'll soundproof it.
No. Foam is not soundproofing.
It's stuff is as transparent as tissue paper. Sound goes right through it, but it won't bounce back.
Yeah. It reduces the reflection. Another thing I've been noticed just thinking about conceptually, the term computational photography. Have you heard this buzzword?
Okay.
You pick out your iPhone, you hit the picture button, and yeah. the picture looks usually pretty good, right?
Yeah, right.
It's exposed correctly.
Right.
The color is pretty accurate,
right.
et cetera. You know that, even notice how we still don't have a microphone equivalent of that we can really rely on for professional use?
Right.
Like in the world of audio, we are still working like professional photographers have forever, which is got to have proper lighting, got to know how to use the camera, got to know how to focus it, got to know what ISO to use, et cetera, that the gain, right? All those things are still part and parcel to having a professional, personal studio. You still, there's no microphone equivalent to an iPhone camera. You know, that may come later.
Well, there's the Apogee hype has that sort of.
They're getting, there's more and more AI or whatever you want to call it in the microphone, but still, we are using gear that's based on 80 to 90 year old technology.
Right.
And you still have to have a good room, and acoustics is where that's going to happen. It's got to be done right.
Right. So send in your audio so we can hear it. So we can say that either sounds great or it's a little too reflective or it's too dead. We get rooms that are way too dead.
It happens.
And,
yeah.
And
they end up sounding sometimes muddy.
Yeah.
Or they'll be really dead in like the mid range, but not at the low end. So they're kind of woofy and boomy, you know?
Right.
So you got to control the whole sound spectrum, not just the middle or the top.
Right. And it depends on the size of the room you're in.
Right.
You know, I was able to give somebody some room dividers this week. She's got a very small apartment.
Like what kind of room? Like the
folding
for
room
privacy screens?
Yeah.
Screen,
which are great because You mm-hmm. can throw a couple of moving blankets on that, clip them on, and you talk to that, not to the back wall,
right?
And out to the room, so the microphone is facing
the quiet part.
The quiet part of the room.
Yeah, away from the room.
There's a really good tip right there, kids. So, you know, and that will give you the non-reflection, you know, thing. But you've got to have a quiet room, and that usually takes a third party to determine whether it's quiet or not.
And if it's not, what is it that's being heard, so we can deal with it?
So you can turn it off. It's my neighbor's air conditioner. That's what rocks are for. Anyway.
You might need to explain more about the rocks later.
Yeah, no. There was the one guy who called me. He says, you know, what do I do about all the birds outside my window? Oh. That's what shotguns are for.
Oh, no.
Now, I am not advocating violence against birds.
No.
But it was a great joke, and I thought it was one of the wittiest things I'd said all week. Anyway, we got lots of questions to deal with, and we will get to those questions right after these important messages. Don't go away.
This is the Latin lover narrator from Jane the Virgin, Anthony Mendez, and you're enjoying Dan and George on The Voiceover Body Shop.
As voice actors, we need to hear the clear, transparent, and honest sound of our voices. Harlan Hogan Signature Series Voice Optimized Headphones 2.0 provide both that accurate, transparent sound with enhanced mid-range audio, less bass, and the creature comforts voice workers deserve. Clearly different from traditional studio headphones, the upper mids and highs are clear as a bell. No muffling or cross-bleeding between frequencies. Like a pair of studio monitors, the low is there, but at the same level as the rest of the spectrum. They're comfortable like no other phones I've worn. That's because Harlan used actual leather for the pads. It's like putting on a pair of leather gloves for your ears. They're also very light for their size, as Harlan made them from aluminum instead of plastic. The headband is flexible like a watch band, and the plug comes out for walking away. Get the only headphones designed for VO, Harlan Hogan Signature Series Voice Optimized Headphones 2.0, for just $149 with free shipping from voiceoveressentials.com.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. It's the files are ready. Don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
It's you.
Is this my turn?
It's your
turn. Talk about
source elements and source connect.
We could do a commercial together then.
We could.
Because we have one camera. Source elements. This is an amazing company. I mean, of course, not they've been supporting us, which is one reason. But they've been producing tools to remotely collaborate long before the pandemic, to allow studios to record voice actors around the world and basically make it feel to the production, and sometimes more importantly, really to the client, like actually everybody's in the same place at the same time. And one thing that they do that is unique is they record or buffer your audio, the talent's audio, on the talent's computer, but completely behind the scenes. It's called the Cue Manager. Now, what blows my mind is so many productions haven't made use of this. I'm hearing of it being used more now. It's been around for years, but the thing that's amazing is it will replace dropouts in the audio for the production. Yeah, in Pro Tools. So it's a really cool thing. Not only that, but it can also replace the audio. Let's say at the end of the session, the producer's like, I want the full quality audio, not that AAC stuff, which still sounds fine, trust me. That's fine. What the Cue Manager will do is then send over the wave copy of the audio, the completely uncompressed that's been copied, and send that in the background, almost like FTP. Remember FTP?
Can we still use FTP? They just call it a Dropbox.
Yeah, Dropbox, any of these file we transfer, it's doing it all behind the scenes. It's like magic. And it's really cool. And it's just part of the service. It's built in. So if you want to give it a try, head over and get a 15-day trial at source-elements.com. I really recommend you start a subscription so you can get the full experience of their support. That's really where you're going to feel how great this company is to work with. They will help you with the whole process of getting it troubleshooted, tuned, and get you up to running, up to speed. Well, let's get to those questions. We got a lot waiting for us. We'll be right back in a second.
Yeah. Hi, this is Carlos Ellis Rocky, the voice of Rocco, and you're watching VoiceOver Body Shop.
And we're back.
We are.
And we're flying without an audio cue tonight, so we're still learning. We got questions. We've got our mailbag. First one in the audience questions, our very own
Jeff Holman.
He's a smart guy. He's doing the questions, so he can throw it in the top. He says, regarding the Presonus Revelator IO24 that you used in the Vanguard review. Yeah, that's right. I did a review for the Vanguard V4, Mike. I mentioned that, but you can go find
it. And you did it on the Revelator.
That's right. I used it on the Revelator. So if you want to see that, go to George the Tech YouTube. Did you figure out why it was higher in one channel when you turned off? You really pay a lot of attention, Jeff. You really, really pay attention to details. Did you figure out why there was a little bit higher level in the left channel when I turned off the processing? No, I did not, actually. I've been using it so much, and I have the processing on. I haven't troubleshooted it yet, but Jeff, that is on my, I need to do that. Obviously, I will open a ticket with Presonus. Maybe it's a firmware thing. I have to think it is. Would you recommend it for VO actors who don't stream or podcast, but may live close to Van Nuys Airport? Anybody you know, Jeff? Yeah, because you can set a high pass filter precisely. You can get exactly the frequency you want, and it's just dialed in permanently. I think that's really, really helpful. If you, let's say, have like a neighbor's air conditioner or pool pump that's humming at 120 hertz, you can make a very cleverly set EQ to try to scoop that out. So yeah, I would recommend it for that. I think so. And he says it seems like an inexpensive version of an Apollo or a Rodecaster. Yes, totally true. I think it fulfills pretty much everything an actor could possibly need without the extra cost and the extra complexity and features that the Rodecaster and the Apollo have. It's like those two made a new product without the extraneous stuff and boiled it down to what you need. And I'm really impressed. So yeah. Anyway, I think I've said enough about that.
Cool. Grace Newton asks, I am finally ready to take the leap from PC to Mac.
Hey!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Apple's check is in the mail.
Yes. George, you recommended a laptop to me a few weeks back, but you've mentioned they're still working out some kinks with the M1 chip. What's the latest on the Mac laptop? There it is, right there.
I do use my MacBook Air M1 with a cute little cover.
Very nicely decorated.
This is really my girlfriend's computer. I need to buy another one soon because I have co-opted it. I am a massive fan of it. This computer has been nearly flawless. The only idiosyncrasy of it is if I sleep it for a while and then open it up after maybe a day or two, it's a little bit like, okay, hold on a second. It has to rub its eyes and it's real slow and weird. And then it's like, okay.
Must have tubes in it or something.
It's really weird. I don't know why it does it. It happens. Sometimes I'll just quit Chrome and Safari, start them again. That's the only funky thing about it. Otherwise, it has been a great, great experience. Now, I also have the M1 Mac Mini. Dan has as well. And yeah, we've had some issues, but most of those issues were software related, things not being supported quite yet. I had an issue with a USB hub, which I pulled out of my system, and now everything's great. So it's growing pains of new technology, but we are now at a full year since those were launched.
Yeah.
And they're very mature now. They're releasing the next generation any day, probably in the next couple of weeks. And so I don't think there's any reason to hesitate at this point. All the software manufacturers, hardware gear, hardware stuff that we would all probably use mostly is supported. As always, if you're really worried, talk to one of us, have a little session. We'll review everything you're using, what hardware, software, and make sure that you're not going to have any frustration going to the new system. Yeah. But fanless, it doesn't make any...
It's quiet. Listen, how does it do that?
It doesn't make any sound. There's no fan in here.
Yeah. No, I like the M1 that I, you know, the Mac Mini, because it's always... I don't think I've turned it off. I
mean, no drama.
No, it's no drama.
Quiet.
It's quiet. It works. But like any Mac, you plug it in and it works. When, you know, PCs are just, you know, are they getting better? I think there'll always be PCs.
I mean, Microsoft just came out with some new computers that are compelling. Mm-hmm. They have the Surface Book Studio where the screen can like pivot outward and like be like an easel. You know, it's very clever. It'll fold flat and turn it into a tablet. You know, has some party tricks. But
that's not what you get a laptop for.
No, I guess if you're doing a lot of presentations or something, maybe that's why. I don't know. Anyway, we are kind of biased, of course, but we've had a very good,
but for good reason. Yeah, we like our Macs. Linda Joyce Miner.
Yes.
That's a question off of YouTube. We're glad you guys are watching on YouTube. I know it's not the mic that makes the voice, but I have been told, how many times have we heard that phrase? I have been told I need a mic for a female voice. Seriously? Help!
Every time I see the I heard from, or I was told that, or I overheard somebody, nobody ever has any more detail. Like, who was this? How are they qualified to give you this information? What are they exactly talking about? So all I can imagine is that they think that the mic that you have maybe picks up too much of something they don't like to hear. Maybe it's sibilance.
Maybe.
That's probably the, you know, it's almost sexist to say it, but women tend to have a little bit more sibilance than men, or they do have the sibilance. They both have sibilance, but it might be in a higher frequency, you know? So maybe that's what they're hearing. And they're saying you need a mic that has less of that, but they're doing a lousy job of explaining this advice.
Yeah. I think that's the key to when you crowdsource your home studio.
Yeah.
Is that people are happy to give their advice. I mean, you go on Facebook and somebody says a question and 72 comments later, and that's when you and I will come in there and go, what on earth is going on in here? And people are just throwing out stuff. Oh, this is the best one I've used. This is the best one. Every voice is different. Every room is different. And there isn't an engineer out there that can tell what microphone you use.
No, and there's also not a lot of coaches or agents that also know what they're talking about when it comes to giving the correct advice. They know what they've been told works well, or they know what their top selling voice talent in their roster might be using. Yeah. And it doesn't mean anything about what you're doing.
But why is it that that's good? And how do you use it? It's not the stuff, it's how you use it. You can take a great mic and it'll make you sound like crap if you sound like crap.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in, you know, the Hall of Mirrors at Versailles.
Take that advice with a grain of salt. And bring that advice to one of us to really dig into it and find out what's really going on.
Absolutely.
J. Horace Black, shall I get that one?
Sure.
Hey, great to see everyone healthy and well. Thank you. We are doing pretty well.
Great.
Tech Talk number 65. Recently, I ordered the Beyerdynamic DT770 80 ohm headphones. And that's what I happen to use at home. That's my daily drivers. After a few days, I sent them back as I like the Harlan Hogan cans much better. Well, that's good. I find them lighter, a night and day difference to my ears. Have you found this to be true when using the two, or should I have given the DT770 Pros more time to burn in? I don't think the DT70s need a bunch of burn-in time. By the way, what is burn-in time? That means that's time that you have your... It's the iPad doing that. That's the time that the device needs to, like earphones, they say sometimes need this. They need to be exercised for a while. They have
a loud blast to let them loose.
Yeah, they need to flap around for a while until they become loosened. And I don't know if that's true, but I've known plenty of people that got the 770s and thought they were too something. Right. Too bassy or too dark, not as bright. Whatever it is, they're not for everybody. And I don't think they're really great for voice actors. They're great for producers and listening for monitoring and mixing. But when you wear those while you're voice acting, I think they're too, they're just, I don't know what it is. They're too muffled sounding, yeah. You know? So I can see why you might like those. I'm wearing them right now, actually. I'm reminding myself what these sound like. And the signature of these is very nice. They're not overly bright.
No.
They're comfortable.
It's a flat response.
Yeah, they're pretty flat. I mean, everybody tries to do what they call flat. They're all a little bit different, but these, to me, have a nice, pleasing tonal characteristic. To me, they're similar to the Audio-Technica headphones that I also love and I've been using forever. Mine are laying around here somewhere, but they are really quite nice. So yeah, you have to use those headphones, whatever they're going to be, sometimes for a while to really know if you like them or not. But when you put them on and you like them immediately, I guess Harlan did something right.
Yeah, well, he put a lot of research into them. I mean, those are...
And these are not the first generation either.
No, no.
This is after a total revision and revamp.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we're running the spot today for his headphones, and they're really good. I mean, when I need headphones, that's what I wear. When I'm doing a remote session, that's what I wear. Generally, I listen on studio monitors when I'm editing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if... You know, I need to, you know, when we're doing, we're doing this show sometimes, I've got to do that. I've got to listen on headphones. Those are the ones I want.
I'm trying to do that more at home. Yeah. I don't have a listening environment per se for monitoring, but I do have some really great studio monitors, and I'm listening to them more and more and getting more into that.
All righty. So. Patricia Andrea, how you doing? Question. So I have too many closets in a bedroom. Too many closets. Why would someone put two mini closets in a bedroom? Well, if it's a master bedroom, one guy, the guy gets...
I'm guessing it's an older house.
It's it is. Do you recommend I make one of those closets furthest from the window a whisper type room? Well, you can go and you can whisper in there all you want, or forget about it and just treat the whole room acoustically. This is a room I will dedicate fully for voiceover.
Uh-huh.
So how big is the room?
Should I be in a bedroom or a full-size room, or should I shove myself into a closet? Question.
Right. I would always err on the bigger room because you have a little bit more control. You can reduce the acoustical size of a room by putting up a room divider.
That's right. But you can't make a small room sound like a much bigger one. Room.
Right. Yeah. So, as long as you treat it right, and don't talk out into where it's going to reflect back a lot. A bigger room is... I know you prefer a bigger room.
Totally. It's So obviously, why aren't we always do? Why are we using closets anyway? People go into closets because it's the only way they can get away from noise.
Yeah,
they do kids. That as another barricade to noise. That is, to me, literally the only reason to go into a closet. Right. Record voiceover. Yeah. There's no other acoustical reason to ever want to be in a small box. So,
But a walk-in closet full of clothes kicks butt.
Yeah, a walk-in every closet, time. Something pretty decent size sounds much better.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you were to get Studio Bricks, for example, that was like 4 by 6 feet? Now imagine taking two walls of the booth and hanging clothing on it. You know, like clothing rack. Nice. Now imagine the remaining space inside where you're standing. That's a walk-in closet. It sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But you would just never do that in the real world. It'd be ridiculous.
Well, I've done it plenty of times with people, you know. And
have you had them hang clothes in their whisper rooms?
No.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay. That's the next
one. Well, no, I mean, yeah, sometimes they do. I mean, they might have a nice big down jacket or something like that. You can hang.
That's true. I mean, that's not a bad way to do that.
Yeah. But a walk-in closet just rocks. And there's many times that I'm like, do you have a walk-in closet? Oh, yeah. Is it full of clothes? Yeah. Great. I just saved you $6,000.
Or more.
Yeah, depending on what you get. Rob Ryder.
All right. He says, I've watched you both for some time.
Yes, you have.
He is a fan. Thank you, Rob. You're the man. With all the advantages of a shotgun mic, why, Dan, do you use a large diaphragm condenser? I'm assuming you're thinking about what you're seeing right now do on the show.
Yeah. This is my microphone that's in my booth.
Yeah.
I use different mics for different things, but when I'm doing something specifically for a client, I'm either at my desk, I'm getting real lazy, but the acoustics in here are so good.
We have this room dialed.
Yeah, this
room. Dan can sit out here or in his ISO booth. He's got the best of both worlds,
right,
with this
setup. Yeah. So, you know, at my desk, I've got a custom-made large diaphragm mic. In my booth, I've got the 416. Sometimes I drag the 416 out here, like when we do voiceover body shop, and I want George to sound his best and not talking like he's on the radio on his
road. When I'm at home, my mic's like right here.
Yeah.
Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I was in radio, I'd still be doing that, but voiceover is different. We don't talk half an inch from somebody's eardrum. So I like the large diaphragm condensers for the reasons that they're very sensitive. They pick up, you know, the subtleties of my voice, and I've got a room that I can use one.
Yeah. Plus when we do the show, we like to show both mics, and we like to show our sponsor's mic too.
So exactly.
There's a couple things going on there.
And do we sound different on these? You can hear us both clearly.
Yeah. Mic technique is a little harder for Dan because we don't want it in the camera, like too much in the frame, you know? So that's what, you know, and I think you might notice I'm always a little bit tweaking my mic placement because we want to face each other, but we don't want our mics to pick each other up at the same time. And so it's a challenge using two condenser mics right next to each other, but that's why we do it. We like a challenge.
Yeah. Last question, maybe, from Dave Rosa, which digital audio workstation do you prefer? Well, I'm an Adobe Audition guy. We had a great webinar last week teaching people how to use Adobe Audition. It's the only software that's really designed for voiceover, along with Twisted Wave, which is, of course, a lot less complex and easy to use.
Twisted Wave is like simple Adobe Audition. Maybe you could say that.
It doesn't have the bells and whistles that Audition has. The thing about a digital audio workstation is they don't sound inherently different when you record raw. It's going to pick up the same sounds from your studio as anything else. It's what you can do to manipulate it afterwards that makes software, you know, different from each other. You know, Pro Tools is for making 80 tracks of a rap album, or doing music tracks or tracks for a movie or something like that, where you've got to do a lot of mixing. As voice actors, we're giving people single track mono properly modulated files, and that's it. So what do you need all this other stuff for? Well, I got to sound great. Well, we don't talk to people through processing, you know, and George will show you all this and do stacks for you that are just minor little corrections to the room, perhaps. A lot of people are relying on, you know, noise reduction stuff. The noise reduction stuff is getting better, but it was never designed for voiceover. And if you don't use it right, you'll see why it's not good for voiceover.
You can overcook it so bad, and then it sounds way worse.
Yeah. So I prefer the Adobe Audition. I use Twisted Wave, but we teach people Audacity because it's free. Mm-hmm. Everybody uses Audacity. But you could step up to something like Adobe Audition once you understand the concept behind it as a general single track and multi-track recording software, and the fact that it is so easy to use. It's like using Photoshop for audio.
You can either get a demo of it and try it for 30 days for free, or you can take a class and watch a webinar. I've got the beginner one and a more advanced one on George the Tech website, and then get a primer on like what you're getting into before you make a leap from Audacity. Because the thing that most people move from is Audacity.
Right.
You know, that's most people are going to probably start with Audacity unless they're one of my clients and they're on a Mac. Then they're going to be starting on Twisted Wave. So it just depends. Now, he said his other part was asking about the Harlan Hogan mic. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, the VO1A.
What is there to say?
Well, how do I sound on it? Do I sound like crap on it? No, I sound like me, which is the idea. The idea of a home voiceover studio is not to sound great. It's to sound like you.
I'm going to swing this. I'm getting a little double, like I can hear you on this. So I'm going to swing it over here.
Okay, so now you're hearing me, you know, the way you're supposed to approach this mic and the way it sounds. It's been designed by Harlan to sound a certain way, but I have found it works great on anyone's voice, fine on women's voices. I've never heard it be sibilant. If you use it properly, get the right height, and your copy's down here, and you're talking, you know, depending on the size of the room, either, you know, now I've got it down to mahalo, fist, or partial mahalo, or thumbs up.
Yeah.
And you have to find the sweet spot on the mic for your particular voice. And
no, I mean, what's great about this room is you really can be a decent distance away. I mean, you can be a foot away because we have a high ceilinged room with really great acoustics.
Right.
And the better your acoustics and the higher the ceiling, the more wiggle room you have on, you can be a lot farther. It's so awesome not having to be a fist's width away, which is what I make a lot of people do when they're in their little closets. You know what I mean? So there's so much more flexibility.
Yeah,
but it's as soon as I pull this mic away and I get to hear you without
that, yeah, it's a great little mic.
It is, you know?
And so the fact is, it's a great mic at a great price point.
Yeah,
so you can get a good super professional sound, which is just you, if you have a good professional sound yourself. This thing will capture you as you exist, which is the way Harlan designed it. So
that's the idea.
So he gets two spots tonight.
He's been with us since day one.
He has.
The ugly early days of EWABs.
Right. And he stuck with this for some reason. Anyway. Thanks, all righty. Well, thanks for all the questions. We love it. This is why we do what we do and why we keep showing up every week. You know, otherwise life would be pretty dull. So you can still send in your questions if you write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. And if you got a question, send it in. We will use it on our show. So anyway, so that's Tech Talk, but we still got a little bit to cover in just a minute. So don't go away. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer, and you are watching VoiceOver Body Shop. It's great.
Getting into VO is quite an accomplishment. And accomplishing anything in the world of performance can be really tough. Getting great information is tough. Getting the right advice and mentoring is tough. Simply getting ahead is tough. And the best way to get ahead is to simply get started. Let's make it simple. To get started in voiceover, the best way is with VO Hero's free online course, Getting Started in VoiceOver. You'll learn everything you need to know to create a successful, satisfying, and profitable voiceover career. The link is really simple. Here it is. voheroes.com/start. Again, that's voheroes.com/start. Get ahead in voiceover simply by getting started. Go to voheroes.com/start.
As voice actors, we need to hear the clear, transparent, and honest sound of our voices. Harlan Hogan Signature Series Voice Optimized Headphones 2.0 provide both that accurate, transparent sound with enhanced mid-range audio, less bass, and the creature comforts voice workers deserve. Clearly different from traditional studio headphones, the upper mids and highs are clear as a bell. No muffling or cross-bleeding between frequencies. Like a pair of studio monitors, the low is there, but at the same level as the rest of the spectrum. They're comfortable like no other phones I've worn. That's because Harlan used actual leather for the pads. It's like putting on a pair of leather gloves for your ears. They're also very light for their size, as Harlan made them from aluminum instead of plastic. The headband is flexible like a watch band, and the plug comes out for walking away. Get the only headphones designed for VO, Harlan Hogan Signature Series Voice Optimized Headphones 2.0, for just $149 with free shipping from voiceoveressentials.com.
Before time began, there was VOBS.TV. Watch or else.
Well, we're back. this is just too much fun. You know, it's our bi-monthly poker game.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Without the beer and the cigars, I suppose. Something that neither of us would probably be using.
We've had a little bit too much drinking on the show in the past sometimes.
Yeah, that's never
mainly had to do with certain guests whose names will not be mentioned right now.
That's true. Next week on this show, we have another fabulous interview with another fabulous voiceover personality. I got a couple of people in mind, and I'm waiting for them to get
back. It's the busy season.
It is.
Are pretty busy right now.
Yeah. You know, the Christmas commercials are being done now, and
the Christmas commercials are being aired right now.
That's they are, true.
The tech industry is telling everybody to go Christmas shopping now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Who are our donors this week?
Oh, yes. Should we tag team the names again?
Sure. Start. Jill Goldman.
Rob Ryder.
Patty Gibbons.
Antland Productions.
Michelle Blanker.
Christopher Epperson.
Sandra Manwiller.
Philip Sapir.
Trey Mosley.
Thomas Pinto.
Greg Thomas.
Shauna Pennington Baird.
Martha Kahn.
Don Griffith.
Stephen Chandler.
Robert Leadham.
Michael Kearns. And Graham Spicer.
I was doing my best, like, award show announcer name style. Did I nail it?
You're learning. You're hanging around with enough voice actors. You're starting to pick it up. You're 10 years you've been doing this.
I'm just imitating. I'm not doing it.
So people should watch episodes 1 and 5 of EWABS and to see how you've improved, not to mention gotten a lot smaller.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Again, if you need help with your home studio and you want to work with George, you go to
georgethe.tech, and to work with Dan, you go to
homevoiceoverstudio.com. Looking forward to your call. Anyway, thanks to our sponsors, Harlan Hogan's Voiceover Essentials,
Voiceover Extra,
Source Elements,
VOHeroes.com,
VoiceActorWebsites.com,
and
JMC Demos. Thanks for Jeff Holman getting those questions in and being sharp as a tack.
Thanks, Jeff.
While pursuing his amazing acting career. Can't wait to see the stuff he's in.
I know.
He's going to have to show it to us. And Sue Merlino for doing it remotely. Hi, Sue. And Lee Penny for being Lee Penny.
I don't know.
I know. Well, come visit us, for crying out loud. Anyway, that's going to do it for us this week. You know, getting your audio right. If you don't really know what you don't know, it's time to talk to somebody who actually does, and that would be us two.
It's time to take charge of your voice acting
career. Oh, very good. Anyway, the thing is, if we hear it and it sounds good,
it is good.
I'm Dan Leonard.
I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VO
BS.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
See you next week.